What's up, everybody, and welcome to Shell and Tell, a new Maryland Terps sports podcast. I'm your host, Fred Donahue, alongside my friend, my co-host, and longtime season ticket holder, Ryan Shamel. What's going on, Ryan?
Hey, it's a good time to be a Terps fan, man.
That's right, man. A lot of exciting things going on at the university, some things that have changed a lot over a short period of time, and we're going to get into that over the course of the next couple of months. As we're going to plan on doing this podcast maybe once a month during the off season as we get closer to the football and basketball season, maybe a bi-weekly show. Sounds about right, Ryan.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to have a lot more to talk about in season. Like you said, I am a season ticket holder, so I will be at each and every game all season long from kickoff till the end of the fourth quarter, unlike some of the people in those stands. So we're going to try to help that.
Right.
We're going to try to give the ones that are sitting in the stands with me in the fourth quarter some extra Maryland stuff to listen to. And we're trying to, you know, raise a little bit of quality standards so that, you know, rising tide rises all ships. Maybe some of the other podcasts around can sound a little better and let me retire and just listen and enjoy what they're doing.
Step up their game. I like it. Well, why should people listen to us? So, like I said, my name's Fred. I'm actually a host of a local sports podcast called Birdland BS. I do a show every week. It's a live show. We stream it on all the social media platforms. Covers a little bit of everything. Baltimore sports, from the Orioles to the Ravens and the Terps, of course. And I wanted to kind of get into something that focused more specifically on the Terps, because I feel like, as you said, Ryan, I feel like it's an untapped market. And the ones that are doing it, it's just not there as far as the quality that maybe you and I hoped would be there. And I've lived in Baltimore my entire life. I've been a big local sports fan my entire life, and it's something that I'm really passionate about. It's something that I follow very closely. Even though I'm not an alum, it is something that I take a lot of pride in. I rock my red and black very proudly. What about you, Ryan? Why should people listen to you?
Well, also, put out front, I am also not an alum. My mother is an alum, and that's how I got into this. It doesn't really make much sense for me to go to Maryland. By profession, I'm a registered nurse, and the nursing school for University of Maryland is in downtown Baltimore City. So I would not have got any of the benefits out of the junior or senior year of being there, of going to the Terps games and all the things I love to do at University of Maryland.
Right. Now, you mentioned being a season ticket holder. Is that something that it was kind of like a family thing, or is it something that you just kind of got into on your own?
Yeah, this all started about 20 years ago when kids still played outside. I was outside running around.
Long for those days.
Yeah, like 11, 12 years old. And I came home. My mother is sitting watching college football on television.
Okay.
It was Michael Vick was playing for Virginia Tech at the time.
Oh, man.
She had stopped vacuuming. In fact, the vacuum was still running sitting next to her, and I kind of thought there was something wrong with her. I was like, what's going on? What are you doing? She's like, come here. You got to see this. So she had never seen the quarterback run before, and it just made the whole game different for her. She was there in the Boomer Esiason days, so she saw some pretty good Maryland football, but just it was a whole new dimension for her. And I think we're seeing that now with Lamar bringing in the casual fans, something exciting to that at any moment anything can happen.
Right. No, that's definitely true. That's kind of for us as Baltimore fans. I mean, especially with the Ravens, like you said, the Lamar Jackson thing, it's a big change in what we're used to in offense. So I can imagine that being a game changer for your mother as well. So that's kind of an interesting story. How you got your start?
Yeah, it was a whole new perspective. So from there, as a young Terps fan wanting to see more, I convinced her to buy a single game ticket that year. So she bought us some upper deck tickets.
Nice.
So high up you could see the Washington Monument. drug her grandfather along with me. Thought we'd have to carry him up there, but we still had a blast. So the next year she decided that was going to be something she wanted to do with her family. Bought season tickets. We had six at that time. Section 7 for all you fans out there if you're in there.
Great
Come
seats.
See me. It was row F event originally. So anyway, we got put where the band was. It happened to be the first year we bought season tickets. They moved the band from the sideline to the top of the bowl. So we got band seats, and I'm never giving them up. We had six tickets then, and we got 12 tickets now. We've never been growing.
That's awesome, man. I know you and I ended up going to a game last year, a pretty important game, a game that will stick with me for a very, very long time. The best, I would say, the best college football game of all last year, the Terps and Ohio State. Man, what a game that was. What an experience that was.
That was an amazing game. You know, like I said, I've been there 20 years. I've rushed the field 3 times, but that's the best loss I can ever remember.
That's about as close as you get to rushing a field for a loss.
Yes. and it was, I literally left that stadium smiling.
Yeah.
And it's been a long time, even with some of the wins we've had. Like, we had a couple good ones last year that really I enjoyed, but there were still the issues surrounding the Terrapins and the empty stadium and the trying to buy students to stay in the stands that just kept me down on it a little bit. But that loss brought back all the great feelings I had over the last 2 decades.
One end zone throw away from winning that game.
From winning that game, from being in a bowl game, from it possibly being a decent bowl game, even though you only had 6 wins because you had Texas and Ohio State as 2 of the 6.
Right.
So you got to be considered in one of the top classes there for the 6-win teams. So everything hinged on a little 2-point conversion. And as we'll talk coming up this year, you know, Pigram said, you know, he missed it. He went the wrong direction, but he's been stewing on it. He's not over it yet. And I'm ready to see him exact some revenge.
I like that kind of fire. Speaking of fire, I noticed when we went to the game, as passionate as you are, you kind of get boisterous during a game. You'll kind of let people know because you're sitting there literally right behind the visitor's sideline.
Yeah, we're 20 feet behind the coaches.
Yeah, you're basically in their ear hole. And I know you told me a story when we were there about a certain kicker that you may have gotten in his head. Man, you got to share that story. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, at this point, I can't remember exactly which team it was. I believe it was NC State. But my claim to fame, which wasn't mine, it was a whole section. Because like I said, they put a bunch of Maryland ticket holder fans where the band used to be on that visitor sideline. And it was boisterous for a few years. We had some good teams going.
Right.
But we made the scouting report. I don't have any proof of it, but when I tell the story, I think you'll believe me. So I believe it was NC State. We had a field goal coming up. You know, we're doing the normal stuff, talking to him, you know, making fun of his name, all the good stuff. Wide right, wide right. So he goes out there and he kicks that ball wide right, and he comes back pouting. And we stayed on him. Stayed on him. The whole next drive for the Terps and all next drive for them.
As you should.
Comes up to another field goal. So we're chanting, wide right, you're going to do it again, wide right. And he shanks that thing left. So the coach is in his ear, and you see him just kind of getting, what's wrong, what's going on? And he points over to our section. I have no idea what he said to his coach, but I can tell you what happens is the coach goes and gets 2 linemen. They pick up that kicking net, and they move it to the whole other side of the stadium.
Oh, that's great.
So 40 yards the other direction, and it stayed there on the other side of the stadium. After it had been in front of us almost 95 to 100% of the time, I don't know why, it was always in front of us, for at least 1.5 years, probably 2.5 years, it was on the other side of the stadium.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Well, you and I, like I said earlier, kind of grew our relationship through my podcast, through Birdland. And during that time, you and I have become pretty close, become pretty good friends. And we've gone to, like I said, we went to the Maryland-Ohio State game. We also got to go this year to the Baltimore City Classic, the basketball tournament down at the Baltimore Arena. That was a lot of fun. We went to the spring game. Mm-hmm. This past year, we got to watch some new interesting players, some new running backs, and got to see a little dose of what the new offense is going to look like. So you and I have really, really built our friendship kind of around the Terps and the university. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I first saw you, not really met you, as just a commenter on Birdland BS. Anyone that hasn't checked out Birdland BS, please do. It's a great source for local Baltimore sports. Anything Ravens, Orioles, Terps. And when I first started, there was a little bit of Terps coverage, but it wasn't enough to really get me in there. But the audio quality and some of the talk they had was so intriguing. I stuck with it, and I always pushed for more and sent them, you know, topics to talk about. Yeah. And was always in there. So came around to signing day. So I got invited on signing day to do a guest spot on Birdland BS.
That's right.
It's my pinned tweet. Check out at Terps B Expert for my new Twitter game.
Gotta get that plug in.
Yeah, absolutely. Fred got me into the social media network, so I'm just starting a little late. I never really understood Twitter because I didn't think anyone cared what my opinions on life were.
Oh, it's great for sports, man. But it's sports, the best way to keep up on the players and just the comings and goings of things going around.
Yeah, now my entire Twitter is nothing but Maryland sports. I don't do anything else. I keep it clean. It's all Maryland Terrapins focused. But anyway, so if it's the pinned tweet up top, check that out. It's really good. Or at least I think it is. So they thought it was good too, because they and then invited me as his co-host Scott went on vacation to be the actual in studio co-host.
Yeah, you filled in very swell. Very good job doing that.
Yeah, it works out, and hopefully we'll be doing that again soon. But my really true love. I like the Ravens. The Orioles are a nice fun pastime for me, but I love the Terps. I believe black and red, like you said. That's my thing. It's been my family's thing. You know, it's we have 6 family reunions a year. They're Saturdays in College Park.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, yeah, ultimately, all of that led to this led to us sitting down and deciding to do a Terps spinoff podcast. And I think we have some pretty clear-cut goals of what we're trying to do with this audio podcast. But I want to ask you, what was the purpose in doing this? What is the reason behind it? And what are you trying to accomplish with this show?
Well, I alluded to it at the beginning, you know, it said like rising tide raises all ships. Right. There are people much better connected to the Maryland Terrapins. There are people that are much more closely related and have some insider information.
Much
better funded. Now, we hope to reach out to those people, and we have actually had a few commitments to people that are willing to come in and do interviews, things of that nature. The big thing is going to be the audio quality.
Right.
That's what you bring to this. I don't bring that in.
That's one thing I do well.
Yeah. Like I said, those other people that are better connected, it's interesting. You hear dogs bark in the background. Some of them sound like they're talking down tunnels.
It's so crazy to me because it really doesn't take much money to sound good. And when you're talking about a podcast, it's an audio product. Like, you want that audio to come across well. It just amazes me that people don't take that as seriously as I do.
Yeah, and we want to have additional media coverage, because I don't know if there's people out there like me, but I think there are. I'm on every paid site. I'm on all the Twitters, all the Facebooks, and I read constantly, and it doesn't feel like there's enough. It doesn't feel like there's the same coverage as an Ohio State, a Penn State, an Alabama. Like, obviously, these are great programs, but do they have really more pride than us? Do they have more alumni than us? I feel like the just pure amount of coverage could be more similar. And hopefully we can help in that void.
And then with you being a season ticket holder, obviously we'll be down at a lot of games this year, so we'll be able to interact with everybody on the social media platforms, doing live tweeting and just maybe doing some audio blogs and some quick things that we can add to the show. Hopefully maybe get some sideline type interviews with some players, maybe some coaches, that kind of thing. That's what we're going to try to provide you guys, is just maybe a little bit closer of a view than just what you'll see on TV every Saturday.
Yeah, if you're down there tailgating, you might see us wandering in and out and getting some even tailgate interviews. The longtime fans, see what we got going on around the stadium and how people feel about this new Locksley era. Because for me, it's been a lot of fun.
Speaking of new era, let's talk about some new traditions that we're going to be introducing, where we're going to be doing a tour of the Big Ten starting this year out in Minnesota.
Absolutely. I've been trying to do this personally since we joined the Big Ten, but I haven't found anyone that's into it like I am, that's willing to make the trips to these these towns in the middle of nowhere. This year it's a little bit different. It's Minneapolis, Minnesota, so it's not a town in the middle of nowhere, but most of these colleges are.
Nothing really to do out there. You Google search Minnesota, there's really not a whole lot to do.
Yeah, it's very interesting. It's a very large city, and when you look for tourist things, it's like, well, there's a waterfall, and there's a
and a
trail.
Bunch of parks.
Yeah, and Mall of America. It's like, well, I don't really want to go shopping. But anyway, we're going to go there. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, we already have flight and hotel, waiting for August 1st to roll around so I can buy the tickets through the box office.
That's right.
So we'll be absolutely live tweeting and blogging from there. And I've already reached out to some other Terps fans that are going to be in town, so we'll have to try to get around with everybody.
Exactly. So we want you guys to be a part of this journey with us, so much so that we set up an email address, shellandtellpod@gmail.com. We want you guys to send us your questions, send us your comments, any topics that you want us to hear talk about, anything relating to the Terps. Doesn't have to be just football and basketball. If there's another program or another sport that you want us to talk about, feel free to send it in. That's Shell, S-H-E-L-L, the letter N-T-E-L-L-P-O-D @gmail.com. As Ryan mentioned earlier, don't forget to check us out on all the social media platforms. You can find me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @FredBLBS. Find Ryan at?
@TerpsBSpert. And you can find us both at @ShellNTellPod. And then always at the website for BirdlandBS.com.
/ShellNTell. That's where all the audio podcasts are going to be hosted for this show. We appreciate you guys checking us out. Stay on the alert for episode one as we're going to dive into both the basketball and football programs.
Really excited to get this started. Can't wait for episode one. It makes me feel like I'm in mid-season form to get ready for this.
That's right.
All right. So, you know, and thank you for taking a listen to us. And till next time, here's to wishing all is well under the shell.